We're doing Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Osam Bnei Adam. The Gemara is starting on a blank. It's not telling us who's talking. The simple assumption is that the one who's talking is Stam of the Gemara. Stam of the Gemara has a certain koach. What's the koach of Stam of the Gemara? The Rambam says Stam of the Gemara has the koach of Beis Din Agadol. Over here, the Gemara is going to lead us into a machlokes amoraim of the first door. The question is, what's going on here? There's no itmar. The Gemara just begins a statement. Osam ne'adam shekitshu b'veis ha'kneses. Amar Rav. Yedei yayin lo yotzu, yedei kiddush yotzu. So Rav tells us, those people that were mekadesh in Beis Knesses, so that needs work. What's osam ne'adam? That's a term that needs definition. Secondly, is it lechatchila or not lechatchila? Thirdly, is there people who do and don't? We're going to see that bottom line, this is a minig that was noheg in Eretz, in Chutz Laretz and not in Eretz Yisrael, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, to make Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses. You guys probably remember it from Chutz Laretz. They made Kiddush. Osam ne'adam shekiddushu b'Beis HaKnesses, so that needs definition. Who are those people? Does he mean to say those that meant to be Yotzei Kiddush, or those that were Mekadesh, the way the words read? Amar Rav, that also needs work. Amar Rav, yedei yayin lo yotzu, yedei kiddush yotzu.
Why does Amar Rav need work? What's the answer? What's the addressing?
Okay, say that way. One day we'll get back there. There's a difference between Rav Amar and Amar Rav. And also, what's he addressing? So he's addressing what? A question of Osam Ne'adam? Where'd it come from? The Shmuel Amar, Af, what does Af mean? Tushitas and Tosfos, whether it's secondary or not, Yedei Kiddush Lo Yotzu. So, we had a question also, is this terminology Osam Ne'adam She Kiddushu Lechechila or Bidi Evid? Rashi, Yedei Yayin Lo Yotzu. You have Rashi? Shem yesh lem yayin lishtot bebeitam chayavim levarech borei pri agafen sheinam peturin bebirkat hakos lishtot yayin belo bracha me'achar she'akru mimkoman. This Rashi is very complicated. Rashi says she'im yesh lem yayin lishtos bebeisam. Ah, not necessarily that they have. If they have chayavim levarech borei pri agafen, they have to make a borei pri agafen. She'inam peturin bebirkat hakos L'shtiyas yayin, below bracha, it's as though you have to potter yourself. They're not potter. He didn't say they're not yotzei. He said they're not potter. What does that mean? Bevirchas akos l'shtiyas yayin, so many words. They're not potter. Bevirchas akos l'shtiyas yayin. What's he talking about? What's birchas akos? Birchas anenin. Below bracha, they're not potter without a bracha. You see how many words Rashi is saying to just say they weren't yotzei, the birchas anenin? Me'achar shakrum im koman. Because they were oker mine koman. What does that mean? Okay, we'll get back to it. Shmuel Omar, Af Yedei. So Kiddush Lo Yotzu. Af secondary Yedei Kiddush Lo Yotzu. The word Yedei means the handle of. Yes, Rashbam. Yedei shekidshu bebeis hakneses hu kiddush. You with me? Hu kiddush shemikadesh shaliach tzibur belele shabbosus v'yomim tovim bebeis hakneses. That's a Rashbam. That's something along the lines of, you know. Okay, Rashbam, Shita Satosfos. We're working with the knowledge of what people are doing. Rashi every so often mentions what we do today, but it's a rarity. Rashbam, as we've come to notice, mentions it consistently. So that's the Kiddush Shemekande Shalir Tzibur Lele Shabbosos Yom Tovim Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so you see the Rashbam is taking us different than we would have thought. The Gemara said Shekidshu. The Rashbam says no, they weren't Mekadesh. It's not the Pashup Shad of the words going along with Rav David Tevel, right? That when the Baalei Tosfos are not pressed to fit the words as much as they're pressed to fit the concept. So, how it says Shekidshu? Yeah, they weren't Mekadesh. Okay. Rashbam says, no, the Sheikh Tiber did Kiddush. Either Gemara said they did Kiddush? Okay. Yedei Kiddush Yotzu, and the word Yotzu and Lo Yotzu, we have to define whether one's the Chatchila, Bidi Evid, etc. apad pi shelo shatu de kaimelan dam kadesh tzar shiyitom de kaimelan. Where? Ah, we'll get there. Okay, even though they didn't drink, in lo tame elo echad meim yotzu kulon yedei chovason yotzu yedei chovason. Yeah? Kedemuchach beiruvin vishili bakol me'arvin. Umihu lechatchila tzarech sheyitam ukulon. Oh, so he just gave it away. It's not lechatchila. Lechatchila they should each taste. The period. Now, they were yotzei. So now he told us, yotzei. Mitzad echad he says, yotzu yedei chovason. But he doesn't say this is lechatchila what they should do. No, lechatchila they should each taste. Ve'lo tzrichin. Oh, so the word lo tzarech lechatchila or b'di'evet. So we mentioned once Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah that quotes from the Rambam in Zrayim that lo tzarech, but there might be midas to see this. Yeah, and says a wealthy person who takes mekachikonpeo when he's traveling, because now he's a poor person, what can he do? So when he gets back home, ain't no tzarech, he doesn't have to pay back what he took as matnos anim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, yeah, but there is a midas chasidus. So okay, lo tzrichin tu lakdushe beveson delo boi rav kiddush b'makom suda hilka chaf agav lo achli bebeis hakneses nafki. Even though they didn't eat in shul, they were yotzei. Had they eaten in shul, that would have constituted kiddush b'makom sudas. That needs work. It's enough to eat, or they need a suda. Yeah. He didn't say afagav lo sa'adi, he said afagav de lo achle. Okay. I don't know why he switched from Hebrew to Aramaic to the nafke. Yidayayin lo yotzu, she'im yeshlem yayin bevetam. Same lashon as Rashi. Lishtot. Almost the same. Chayavin levarech borei pri hagafen. שאינם פיתורים בברכת הכוס של שתיית יין ששתו בבית הכנסת. מאחר שעקרו ממקומן, that's more or less what Rashi said. דהבלי הסך הדס, and now he feeds us another level. That's a הסך הדס. וצריך לברך. אבל המקדש בביתו על שולחנו בשבת, אין צריך לברך על היין שבתוך הסעודה, שהרי פוטרו יין שלפני הסעודה כדינן בקיצן וחין, ברך על היין שלפני המזון, פטרת יין שלאחר המזון, ומוקילה בגמרא בשבתות וימים טובים, הועיד ואדם קובע סעודתו על היין. So he gave us a mouthful here. We don't have time to go into it. It's a whole different sugya. Maybe as we continue, we'll get back to this last part of the Rashbam. The Rashbam basically took us into another sugya, which needs work. What's the connection? Is he talking about a scenario where there was also hesech hadas? What does he mean when he says, yeah, but at home you don't need to? Yeah, why would I have thought you do need to? Is it the equivalent situation where I'm at home and I'm going from room to room? What's he talking about? Why do you stick all this in? So as we continue, we'll have to come back to this Rashbam. We're out of time.